visit mcdonalds.com.au.
The early trade for Tyre Power. Family safety is never up for trade.
Looking forward to the free agency window opening this morning at 9 o'clock. There'll be plenty happening right throughout the day on Trade Radio. But you are listening to the early traders for Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer, keeping you safe on the roads, tyrepower.com.au. A man who dominates at this time of the year, and to be fair, right throughout the year, is afl.com.au guru, Cow Toomey. Cow, thanks for joining us again.
Good morning, Kane. Good morning, Lloydie. How are you guys?
I was good. I was just having a think. It's about time we got you on because a lot of questions about the draft, and it's really important when you're looking to trade picks because it's not picks really, it's access to the best young talent in the draft. How do you view it from a strength perspective, this draft class, Cal?
It's an interesting draft. I mean, we are lucky that we've got to see this year's draft for the first time, you know, in a couple of years in full. We'll get to work across this season. I think they've lost, obviously, an under-16s campaign, an under-17s campaign that has maybe led to a little bit of uncertainty maybe around this year's pool that might not have otherwise been the case had they played the last couple of years. But I do feel like the top end has some genuine A-grade talent. And after the first 10 or so, I think we're going to see a very different view from clubs on how certain players are ranked and what they could look like, which of course leads to that evenness beyond the top echelon, which, you know, it happens at different stages. Sometimes the draft class goes a little bit deeper. Sometimes that talent is spread a little bit further into the first round. But I feel like this year's top end is really strong. And then we're going to see a number of clubs go in different ways, I feel, on draft night.
Cal, after Ashcroft, Will Ashcroft, is there a clear best player in the country, you think, who all the clubs at university say he's the next best?
No, I don't think there is, Lordy. And that's what's making it interesting. And that's partly why North Melbourne is open to offers for pick one. And also West Coast has put pick two on the table to see if they can split that selection as well. So the same reason clubs are willing to sell the top pick, are the same reason some clubs might not be wanting to move up. In saying that, though, I do think that if George Wardlaw had played across this year without those hamstring injuries in the second half of the season, that there's every chance he would be close to a unanimous number two behind Ashcroft and potentially even jump Ashcroft, because what we saw from him across the first half of the season with some of his big game performances as a midfielder and player who can go forward were really exciting. I view Elijah Sardis really, really highly. I think he's a contender for that top pick as well. Another player who had some injuries as well, which might have sort of interrupted his run, but would be right around the top rung of the draft. Harry Sheezel is in that conversation as well, as a medium half forward who's kicked nearly 40 goals in the NAB League this year and is as classy as anyone in the draft pool. And Aaron Cadman, I feel, as the best key forward in it, is among that top group as well. So there isn't, I don't think, a unanimous sort of pick behind Ashcroft, but that's kind of what makes it exciting as well for those clubs right at the top rungs of the draft.
So, Cal, we're getting text messages as we speak here. Like, there's a mad Carlton fan saying, who are we likely to target at pick 10? Have you got any clubs who you know are sort of already like a certain type of player that they want within that first five, six, seven selections?
To some degree. I mean, I feel like there's starting to sort of push through some of those murmurs about who could be on the radar of different clubs. I feel like we get a lot more stronger information around that past the trade period, because I do think we're going to see a shuffling of picks anywhere from pick 7 to 13 that will change who's pushing up the order and then who can edge up a little bit further throughout the trade window that comes after the trade period, where clubs are able to swap picks and do those type of things. But there's no doubt that Bailey Humphrey is a player who has really come from the clouds in the second half of the season, and a lot of clubs inside that top 10 are looking at him. He's a Gippsland power forward midfielder who reminds me a little bit of Isaac Heaney. He's got some real traits. I've named him today at number 6 in my Phantom Form Guide for September. That's my version of your Lordy's list, Lordy. A little bit longer than the top 30. But Bailey Humphrey there is a player who's definitely rocketed into the ranks right at the top rungs of the draft. And I think you might have been at the preliminary final a couple of weeks ago, Lloydy. He had a quieter day that day for Gippsland Power, but did some exciting things last week in Vic Country upon his return from injury.
with the addition of trading for future picks over recent years, Cal, what's next year's crop look like? And are there some clubs positioning themselves to be in a strong position next year they may trade out of this year's draft?
Well, I think that's a part of what's going on at the moment, Kane, for sure. I definitely feel like clubs are seeing if they can invest more in next year's group than this year's, particularly around that second to, that second round type of part of the draft, that 15 to potentially 35 part of the draft. The depth of next year looks already really good. Now, I know the grass is always greener, younger brothers always better. We always say the same thing, but there is a really exciting group that we've seen play at under 17 level this year. And also a lot of under 17 year olds have played at Vic Metro and Vic Country and also national championships level this year. There's a guy called Harley Reid who I think if he was in this year's draft pool, he would be challenging for the number one pick, even a year out, just as a 17 year old. He's that good. There's shades of Dustin Martin to what he's done as a bottom major. He's playing all parts of the ground and he's really excited. Nick, the Wizard Watson, the small forward who does it all, he's going to be a really interesting one to watch next year. Zane Dersma, the younger brother of Xavier, is an exciting talent up forward. Ashton Moyer from South Australia, Glenelg, kicked 30 goals in 10 under-18 games and kicks as well on his left and right, something like Jason Amanis style in how he can do that. So there's some exciting players that we've seen already, and you're right, Kane, that definitely shapes how clubs are viewing the trade period. It has a big say in what's coming ahead and what's coming through, because I think clubs are definitely looking to invest in next year's pool if they can.
And I wanted to get your thoughts on GWS. So currently pick 3 in this year's draft. Now they're asking for 2 first round draft picks for Taranto and Hopper. So just say if they were able to pull that off, and I know that may be a bit optimistic, but 3 plus 4 more first round draft picks. What do you expect them to do in this year's trade period and draft?
Yeah, well, they're every chance to have, as you say, 3, 12, 19, 21, and a future first or 2 future first picks. So they're in a really strong position. I think if they are a club that is really set on a certain player and is so confident that they want a certain player, that I think that they should actually go to North Melbourne and see if a deal can be arranged just to make sure of it, because they've got so many picks. And that could be, do they look at a key forward this year? They've taken midfielders with those early picks in the past. Finn Callahan, I think, is going to be a star. We haven't seen much of him out of last year's draft, but he's got some real star qualities. Do they look at Cadman and say to North Melbourne, let's see if we can get up to pick 1 and make a certainty off it? But I think that they are going to look to spread their picks over a couple of years. So, of course, Tanner Bruins, set to go to Geelong as well. So they'd be targeting a pick. I think more likely probably for next year in the first round as well from the Cats. So, yeah, I think that Cadman would be a good fit for their mix. I think Harry Sheezer would be a good fit for their mix as a forward. He sort of idolises Toby Green. He's actually coming in to have a chat with us today on our trade exchange hour from 12 to 1. And, yeah, he's an exciting player. He's, as I said before, as classy as anyone and would kick goals from day one at AFL level. So there's a little bit of Stevie Johnson about the way he plays, I think. So those are a couple of guys who could add a point of difference for what the Giants could add.
So you've got Ashcroft, who's going to Brisbane, ranked at number 1, and you've got Adrian Fletcher's son, Jasper, ranked at number 16 in your latest rankings, Kel. So how hard do they have to work now, the Lions, to secure points to manage this?
Yeah, they do. They have a lot of work to do. It's a good problem to have, as everyone says. It's ideal that they want to get Josh Dunkley in. Look, the Bulldogs are going to drive a hard bargain because he's a best and fairest winner and he's a 7-year player, not a free agent. And if he walked to the preseason draft, I'm sure a couple of other clubs would take Josh Dunkley before Brisbane had their selection. So that adds some complexity to what the Lions are trying to do. I think that they'll be able to do it. That you're always able to go into a points deficit if you have to. They've got their future first round selection that other clubs are going to be eyeing off. So that does give them some ability to trade that for multiple selections potentially in the second round this year. And Gold Coast have a stack of those. Would Gold Coast be a potential swapping partner to do that, to load up on points and give you enough to match a bit on Ashcroft, and maybe then you just go into deficit for Fletcher. Look, I've got Jasper Fletcher about number 16. Sometimes some of those father-sons who aren't the very best 5 or 10 players can sometimes slide a couple of spots out on draft night once the bids come, which has happened in the past. But I think they'll be able to do it. And if you go into a points deficit, that is okay because they're going so hard at the here and now for the Lions. And Ashcroft and Fletcher are really, really good players. Ashcroft in particular will start from day one. And I think Jasper Fletcher will make an impact for the Lions next year on a wing as well. He's a glider, Lloyd. He uses the ball really well. He's pretty smooth when he's got it in his hands and just looks comfortable out there on the footy field. So I think they'll be able to do it. And it's just going to take some work.
Kia, I wanted to get you on this morning. I appreciate you answering the call at late notice. So Trade Exchange back from 11 till 12 with Riley this afternoon?
Yeah, we've got Justin Reid, the Adelaide list boss, on the show today, and also Nick Geeshan and Harry Sheezel.
Any chance you could share these guests around? Or just gonna, yeah, any chance we could share these around? You're just going to monopolise all the guests, are you?
They pick where they want to come on.
Gee whiz. All right. Well, look forward to tuning in. There'll be a fair bit to get through in that hour. And if you want to read Cal Toomey's latest Phantom Form Guide, you can do so at afl.com.au to see where he ranks the most elite players. He's got George Wardlaw at number two, clearly Will Ashcroft at number one. Lordo.
I reckon they're scared of you, Kane. That's why we're not getting anyone on between 7 and 9.
Do you reckon it's my fault?
I think it's
Is it a bit early? Are they still in bed?
A bit of that, but I reckon you've probably nailed every single one of them along the way the last 4 or 5 years.
Well, surely
that's why we love you, Kane.
Surely they are strong enough to come on and debate if they've got any issues with us and be prepared to answer the hard questions is what I would say.
So we keep getting messages through about Ollie Hollands, the brother of the Gold Coast Hollands. So what I'll say about you, and you'll love this, Kano, because we're allowed to tag in the APS, the private school system. You're not allowed to do it in NAB League.
Right.
Yeah, so, you're not allowed to have...
Geez, you've got time for another volcano or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, probably, yeah, we should be. It should be. And there is talk that maybe these rules at NAB League will come into the private school system. And that would hurt because I love tagging guys.
No skin folds at the draft camp, tagging. What are we setting these players up for?
I know. And some
so
of them,
tell me about him.
What he did was the fight that he showed to fight through all day and I'll watch vision of him against the teams we're about to play, who've played them before us. He plays for Geelong Grammar, Ollie Hollands. And his fight through tagging with the tag was enormous. Like I'm talking 13 tackles, 30 disposals. He's fought and fought and fought. That's his kicking that, some will say he's got to get a bit cleaner with his kick. But, I think Cal's rated him around that 10, 11, 12 mark. So that the Blues fans asking, can we get him? He'll go around that selection, Ollie Hollands.
Beautiful. Love to hear that.
One is Cameron McKenzie, who's a St Kilda Academy player, a star for Brighton Grammar he was. So he's around that pick 9 or 10 mark who also will be in the Blues range.
Good stuff. The early trade for Tyre Power Family Safety is never up for trade. Cal Toomey was our guest. On the other side of this, I actually want to speak about West Coast, who are a little bit off Broadway with the situation that they are in, but want to hear some thoughts that Stephen Silvani had about West Coast. Also, Matt Rendell and his stinging criticism of the preparedness of some of their players, and also Trevor Nisbet, the CEO of West Coast, has hit back. We'll get to all of that as well as all the latest news on the other side of this.
You're listening to Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio. Engineered in Germany. Proven in Australia. Search Continental Tires today.
Real Aussies are winning big with a Monopoly game at Macca's. Like previous Monopoly game winner Caleb from Victoria, who won a home entertainment package.
I was shocked. Turned to the missus. She was shocked. We both didn't believe it. Pretty blown away.
Download the My Macca's app and play today. End 18th of October. For full terms, visit mcdonalds.com.au.
Get the power of safer tyres before you go on holidays. A road safety message from Tyre Power.
Having out-of-balance tyres causes uneven tread wear and an uncomfortable ride. You'll also cop excess wear on your suspension and other parts of your vehicle. If you experience severe vibration while driving, especially highway speeds, get your tyres dynamically balanced at your local Tyre Power store straight away.
Get the power of expert advice. Get the power of Australia's biggest independent. Tyre Power.
your home to life this spring with the Choices Flooring Floors for Living sale. If you're searching for the latest in carpet, timber, hybrid, luxury vinyl, asthma-friendly choices, or window furnishings and designer rugs, you're sure to find it in the Floors for Living sale catalogue, packed full of ideas, inspiration, and savings. Download the catalogue now and use our online room visualizer, RoomView, to bring the look you want to life in your own home. Choices Flooring, the floor you've been searching for.
Hot body you've ever seen. Rain comes on steady, hot and strong. It just keeps on and on. Install the rain.
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 Ask your plumber for Rheem, Australia's number one.
Hey.
Dad, it's pouring. Could you please pick us up?
Can you wait a bit?
Come on.
Well, the car's undercover.
Go pre-owned and enjoy the same.